Hey, welcome to it. Rolling into hour number three. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. It's the Steve Gruber Show for Thursday, December 5th, 2019. Hour number three. Thank you so much for being here. Three big things you need to know right now. Number three, snow season well underway across the state and in Michigan. The Veterans Day dump really got things going. Some places almost 5 feet of snow. Can you imagine the UP? 5 feet. Number two, with the big blast of cold weather, we're also getting a whole lot of water, big waves, and continuing to see beaches erode and go away, along with some houses along the Lake Michigan shoreline. And number one, believe it or not, it seems the Democrats and Republicans are going to play nice here in Michigan. Could have a budget deal put together to advance some funding bills. Could happen very soon. This coming after 2 months of gridlock over unfinished budget business. The legislature, led by Republicans, of course, dealing with the governor, Gretchen Whitmer. The administration took initial steps towards a deal yesterday. So this is, it's a moving of the needle. Of course, the governor line item vetoed about $1 billion worth of items out of the budget when it came through the first time. And the Senate Majority Leader, Mike Shirkey, said, well, the budget's done. He didn't seem too inclined to do much of anything. But after a few weeks, it seems that the two sides have moved a bit. Both the House and Senate have passed legislation with bipartisan support that would send $459 million in general government spending and another $114 million in education spending to the state budget, restoring funding to several programs impacted by the 147 line item vetoes put forth by the governor, like I said, 2 months ago. So we're getting somewhere. What will it mean for Pure Michigan? That's the one that people ask me about. And the answer is, I don't know. I don't see that in here. I don't think it's likely that it's going to come back this time around. I don't know if it'll ever come back. The governor took out almost $1 billion in those line item vetoes and made some big changes. The general government supplemental spending bill would restore 27 of those lines, 27 out of 147, and reverses the state administrative board and transfers in the state's agriculture, health and human services, transportation, insurance and financial services, and licensing and regulatory affairs budgets. So there you get it. I guess they're going to play nice for a little while here. Right, they're going to play nice for a little while here, and they're going to try to get along and put some of these things back together and figure out what's a priority and what's not. Obviously, these are all critical because as you head towards 2020, the Democrats would like to see themselves get control of the State House and the State Senate in Lansing and have more power and control in Lansing. How do they get there? Well, they try to get their budget taken care of. Difficult road for them. When the governor went through in line items some of those things, I don't believe she had any idea that Shirkey would say, I'm good. Thanks for stopping in. Budget's done. And have a smile on his face and walk out the door. I don't think she saw that happening. I don't think she realized that was the way it was going to go down. And so it put her in a difficult position. Because all of a sudden she's saying, well, we need to get these things done. It is done. It was taken care of. The bills also incorporate, the bills that went through also incorporate some of the governor's requests, including adding funding for corrections officers and a new tethering system for monitoring sex offenders and parolees, plus some cash for implementing independent citizens redistricting commissions and the state's new auto no-fault laws, which we've talked about at length here on the program. That's all taking effect. The auto insurance changes will take effect July 1, 2020. As an aside to that conversation, I got a note this morning from one of the listeners. He owns a rehab facility. He said July 1, 2020, if this does not change, all of his employees will be gone. He has annual payroll of $2.5 million. It'll be gone. And all of the subsequent revenue to the state will be gone. And he said across the state, that will impact many more businesses just like his own. And that means the payroll to those people will be gone. They will likely move on to different careers or different places. The taxes that would have been realized by the state will be gone. And so there are impacts from that auto insurance overhaul that are still being realized. On the Senate Appropriations Committee, the minority there, Curtis Hertel of East Lansing, he said the developments are a good step in the right direction. But noted Democrats didn't want to vote yes on the administrative board legislation without knowing what the final product is going to look like. So still some hurdles to get over for those in Lansing. We'll see how that plays out. But for now, they are moving toward the new budget. By the way, when you talk about budgets and you talk about the snow, right? And I was looking at some of the snow totals already for the year for the state. You look at places, well, it's because of the big snow on Veterans Day. I mean, it was an 11-inch event in Ann Arbor, for example, right? So when you look at that and you realize that the snow is already piling up, well, the problem with that is when municipalities budget for the year, they estimate, well, we're going to be average above average. Where are we going to be? Because plowing roads and using salt is expensive. So if you start as early as we did this year, it means the budgets are getting chewed up earlier than they normally would, putting municipalities in a bit of a tight spot. So just quickly glancing, Munising's more than a foot above average right now. Marquette, well over a foot. But downstate is where you see some of the big numbers. Ann Arbor's 9 inches over, Flint's 8 inches over, Traverse City, 14 inches over average year-to-date today. Detroit, 7.5 inches over average year-to-date today. So when you take that into account and you say, okay, the salt trucks have to run and we have to do these things and we have to get all these things taken care of, well, what are you going to do in February? If you end up having a very snowy winter, because the forecast right now was for a warm-up in a few days, that's basically been X'd off. In fact, what's being predicted now is a cool down and more snow. In fact, what do we call that? Oh, we call that an Arctic blast. So for all of you kids that like the Arctic blast, it's coming. For all of you aspiring ice fishermen out there, get your bait ready. Because ice fishing season, what are you laughing about? Let's be honest. Ice fishing is not about fishing. And so I'm like, can you really drink that much in a single day? What's your wife going to say? Oh, that's why I'm here. I get it. I understand ice fishing. I get it. Live studio audience today, you see. At any rate, so the cold temperatures are coming. And what do they look like? They look like we're going to be a long way below normal. And that's coming midweek next week, maybe Tuesday, Wednesday, it'll move in for a cold snap, an Arctic blast. By the way, ice is already forming on the Great Lakes. But the water temperatures are still in such a place that lake effect snow for the snow belts on the west side, well, they could still be quite significant. So keep that in mind. But remember a couple of years ago, we got to 95% ice cover on the Great Lakes. Very rare that it gets that much, but it happens on occasion. Maybe we're setting up to do it again. This winter is setting up much like 1978. I told you that before, but 1978, that's when we had the giant blizzard here and school was closed for a week and I loved it and I still talk about it. All right, here's something for you for Christmas. Wolverine Waters Pure Water Clean Air Holiday Giveaway. All you have to do is go to stevegruber.com, go to the Wolverine Holiday Giveaway button. You sign up for a free at-home water test and you're then entered to win the following: a Blue Line 4-in-1 water treatment system with nickel-plated brass valves, a Pure Health reverse osmosis drinking water system with alkaline for your good health, a clean air station, and it's an air purification station for your home. So that's why it's called the Wolverine Water Pure Water Clean Air Holiday Giveaway. That's $7,500 worth of gear for your home, for your cottage, wherever you want it. Go to stevegruber.com. Sign up right now. What do you got to lose? And so much to win. We'll be right back. You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't, but when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Mauer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up, and it needed some work. I called Mauer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Mauer Foster Insurance. In Lansing.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
As a small business owner, you can be pulled in many directions. There are decisions that need to be made about your workforce, insurance, and taxes, not to mention all the decisions you need to make about serving your customers. There is one decision, however, that thousands of businesses make each year, and that's the decision to become a member of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. I'm Bob Thomas, Chief Operating Officer with the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber works with companies of all sizes and types to deliver solutions to relieve the stress of running a business. With a combination of powerful advocacy and products and services to help your bottom line, your membership investment can add to your business success. At the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, we put our members in the center of all that we do. It's our job to fight for your business so you can keep running yours.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.